Division week, you can't wait to play division opponents. It's kind of as simple as that. We respect our division. We have a lot of good football teams in our division. Detroit has made a move, become a player in the league. But for us, you know, it seemed like forever we played. We had a good start today. We realize what's at stake. We want to stay in the position we're in and in our division. There are some tough decisions you have to make when you had guys around here for a while, and when you have to release a player like Chris Williams, is always tough. Chris was a good guy in the locker room, just a great guy in general, helped us win a lot of football games, but we had gone in a different direction. And when you go in a different direction, you want to let your players have an opportunity to play somewhere else. So that's part of the decision we made to move in a different direction with him. So we wish him well. I know he'll get picked up by somebody else fairly soon. Also, when you get a chance to bring a player back that helped you do some things. And Zach Bowman, you have to be excited about that. You know, Zach has had a very good year here. The year he had a lot of interceptions. So whenever we feel like we can help our ball club with bringing, you know, getting another skilled guy in like that, we had to jump on top of that. So it's good to get him back also. I think sometimes it just doesn't work. Simple as that. Don't know all the reasons why or finding a position. It just didn't work. And there's no other, you know, good explanation I can give you except when you see that it's not going to work, it's time to move on, and that's what we did. It's very important. And just not Matt, you know, we had a few other guys that, you know, had some bumps and bruises. That's why you do want to get to the bye week to be able to do that. And having this extra day also has to help. But there are no issues with any of our players that, as far as I'm concerned, that had, you know, things like that. They should be good to go. Matt, of course, is one of them. And getting him right for this next push is important.
Will Sherrick be good to go?
We'll see. Well, I hope that's the case because we do need to get our return game. One of the areas that we've identified we do need to make improvements on is our return game. Of course, Devin's a big part of that. He does know how to play under the lights. Big game. I'll just say we need him to be, you know, the greatest return in the history of our game. And I'm sure he will be. Well, Larry, that can definitely be a factor. We remember, and our football team remembers, it's one of the loudest games on the road I think we played. So their fans had a lot to do with, you know, us not playing our best ball there. But that's the beauty of, you know, a home-and-home series. I mean, we get them this week. We know our fans will be into it like they've helped us win so many football games. I just say that we need to pour phase crowd like we've never before. I think with today's technology, you don't have to remind guys an awful lot. It's not like, you know, I had to bring out the George Halas pep talk to get them ready to play Detroit. We realize what's at stake. We know about the rivalry that's, you know, that we have with them. But it's still going to be decided on the football field. We played a good game the last time we played them last time, and it'll always take that type of effort. I know they have a 2-3 record right now, but they look good last week, and we need to be ready to go.